USA News, I'm John Schaefer. More than 50 million people in the southeast are preparing for severe weather this weekend. The National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm warning from Florida to the Central Plains. Forecasters advising limited outdoor activities from Florida to Texas, and excessive heat warnings have been issued for East Texas, Louisiana, and the Gulf Coast during the three-day weekend. President Biden says the reopening of Interstate 95 in northeast Philadelphia is the country's most crucial project. Alongside Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro and other state leaders, he updated the public on the reconstruction efforts.
To the people of Philadelphia, I want to say that we're with you, we're going to stay with you, and this is rebuilt, so it's totally finished. We're going to try to do that as quick a time as possible.
Governor Shapiro confidently stated that Interstate 95 will reopen within 2 weeks. Biden then held his first campaign rally with union workers in Philly. More than a dozen people were injured when a Baltimore City bus crashed into a building this morning. The bus collided with two vehicles before hitting the building in the Seton Hill neighborhood. The incident was declared a mass casualty incident with 17 injuries, including two potentially life-threatening. The Justice Department is filing for a protective order to stop former President Donald Trump from releasing classified documents.
The order will be reviewed by a judge and would allow Trump to only review the 31 documents only while with his attorneys. The filing also could mean the Justice Department won't try to have Trump blocked from accessing the records he stored in his Mar-a-Lago home. I'm Brian Shook.
Canadian wildfire smoke is set to return to some parts of the United States this weekend. New York may experience haze, while the upper Midwest is already witnessing a drop in air quality. While New York won't see orange smog, there may be a smoky odor. In Minneapolis, the air quality reached very unhealthy levels. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
The Supreme Court has delayed rulings on two major issues until Thursday or later. Opinions on cases concerning affirmative action and President Biden's student loan debt relief program were not released yesterday. Two cases related to college admissions and the use of race as a factor are pending, along with cases on Biden's plan to cancel certain student loans. There are still 18 opinions left to be issued for this term. A new report says the Mexican resort where an American couple recently died had disabled its carbon monoxide detectors.
Abby Lutz and John Heathcoe were staying at a beachfront hotel in Cabo San Lucas where they died Tuesday from what authorities say was an unknown substance. The Los Angeles Times says the hotel staff had complained about gas leaks connected to the outdoor fire pits, and one former employee says hotel managers had disabled the carbon monoxide detectors back in January. A spokesman for the hotel says neither gas nor carbon monoxide appears to have killed the Americans. I'm Jim Forbes.
In a recent poll conducted by the Washington Post and Ipsos, more than half of black Americans anticipate an increase in racism during their lifetime. Only 11% believe it will improve. Nearly 70% express that being a black teenager in the U.S. now is more dangerous compared to when they were teens. Additionally, close to 40% of all respondents anticipate a worsening of racism in the United States. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.